This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston will appear before a congressional committee this morning. Republicans in the U.S. House are looking into immigration policies in what they call sanctuary cities. The mayors of Boston, New York, and Chicago are also testifying. Colorado Republican Representative Gabe Evans will be asking some of the questions.
We are going to highlight how these sanctuary city and state policies fail public safety, make America less safe, and why we need to continue to pave the path forward to build those safe communities that we all deserve.
Colorado restaurant workers spoke out against a proposal in the state legislature Tuesday. The proposal would cut their minimum wages. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports the Democrats are also at odds over the measure.
The thing to know about this issue is that restaurants don't have to pay servers the full minimum wage. That's because they earn tips. This bill would let restaurants pay them even less of a base wage in communities where the minimum is higher than the state's. That includes Denver, Boulder, and Fort Collins. Savannah Chappett is a bartender in Denver. She says the measure would only make it harder to earn a living.
Do not put this burden on us as we are all struggling to live. Hear my plea and know I and many others won't survive if this bill passes.
The bill's sponsors are Democrats. They say the measure would give relief to struggling businesses and might let them pay non-tipped workers more. But Democrats on the committee remain skeptical and postponed a decision until later this session.
KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. The head of Colorado's largest supermarket chain has resigned. Kroger chairman and CEO Rodney McMullen stepped down this week after an internal investigation into his personal conduct. He will be replaced by a longtime board member. Kroger owns nearly 150 King Supers and City Market stores across Colorado. Earlier this year, thousands of King Supers employees went on strike along the Front Range, calling on the company to address staffing shortages and other grievances. The strike is on hold until April, at least until a deal develops. It's unclear what prompted the investigation. This is CPR News.